بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصفت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أهل بيته قائلا: كان في مهنة أهله فإذا حان وقت الصلاة خرج إلى الصلاة. Continuing to look at the lofty character and the great humility of our beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, the wives of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم testify when being asked that what was the conduct of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم within the home. You know, one is that in public we can put on a face, but what was the conduct, the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from within the home? So beautifully summarized in two sentences that in the home, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be the most humble of human beings, would be in the khidmah, in the service of his family members, would attend personally to the household chores. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would personally clean the house, would personally mend his clothing, repair his shoes, milk the goat, go and buy the needs and necessities from the bazaar. So this was the akhlaq, the extreme humility of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the one hand, and on the other hand they say, but the moment that the time of salah would come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would immediately leave everything and hasten towards salah. Another narration says, they say so beautifully, the moment that the time of salah would come, then so engrossed would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's attention be towards the masjid and salah, it was as if we had not known him and he did not know us. So this so beautifully tells us the balance, being humble, being good character at home, assisting in the household chores, being the most humble of human beings, but knowing that there is the right of human beings and then there is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautifully said that whatever ni'mah of Allah ta'ala we have, the shukr of it is that we use it in the obedience of Allah. Allah has blessed us with beautiful homes, shukr, and it is the right of that home that that home does not dissuade us, is not the means of us neglecting the important command of Allah ta'ala of salah, of going out to the salah when the adhan is called out. So to summarize, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be the most humble of human beings, attend to the needs and necessities of the home, but the moment the time of salah would draw near, immediately would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hasten and go towards the salah. So we link ourselves, try and adopt this akhlaq and character, reciting as much salawat and durood tonight and tomorrow. We encourage to do more so in the hadith, as much as possible inshallah. Also reminder, the very important amal of gush will take place after remaining salah, and zikr and durood sharif program 10 minutes before the Isha adhan inshallah.